Lady Wildcats from Kenton and the Lady Pirates from Continental. This is a non-league game tonight. Kenton comes in at 1-0, having defeated Bellefontaine last week by a score of 6-3. For Continental, as far as we know, this is their first varsity game of the season. Ryan, it's a scorcher tonight.
Oh, yeah. Substitution's going to be the name of the game tonight. I can't imagine these girls not getting absolutely gassed about 20 minutes in.
Well, I know Kenton runs about 18 deep. Continental, though, does not look like they have that many girls. Look like they've got just right about 13, 14 girls, so that's going to be a tough matchup here tonight. I know the Wildcats are ready to go. Going to defend the home turf tonight. We have about 5 minutes left. We're going to come back right here in a second and then give you the starting lineups for tonight's soccer matchup here on Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that the health issues you faced before the pandemic haven't just gone away. That cancer screening you needed? Well, you still need it. Your bad knee's not going to replace itself. And when life as you know it stopped, your medical needs didn't. It's time to take back your health, safely. And just like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Cessna Transport, a supporter of local area businesses and a proud supporter of safety on the roadway. We understand that trucks are large and sometimes transport dangerous cargo. This is why we ask you to be patient with semis on the roadways. These powerful machines keep the world moving, delivering everything we need in our daily lives. We hope that when you're near one of these rigs on the road, that you'll give them the respect and space they need so that we can all reach our destination safely. With your help and understanding, we can make our day-to-day travels much safer.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 5 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, and Columbus. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see how many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Back at Merrill Field, we're here for the pregame. Got about a minute left on the clock here. So, Ryan, I'm going to have you run through the starting lineup for Elida.
Oh, Elida? We'll go Continental.
Oh, Continental. My bad. Elida was last night. Yeah. Right. He threw me off just talking about how we have so many Bulldogs in the league. That would be Continental tonight.
Yep. Okay, so starting for the Continental Pirates tonight, we've got number 1, Jensen Army. Number 2, Caitlin Bidlack. Number 8, Maya Bishop. Number 9, Destiny Pier. Number 10, Caden Centers. Number 11, Bryn Tegenkamp. Number 13, Tori Searfoss. Number 14, Mackenzie Mays. Depending on what jersey she's wearing tonight, 00 or number 15, Allie Scott. I imagine she's going to be their keeper. Or 0, Marissa Becker.
All right, they are coached by Toby Bidlack. Again, they come in at 0-0, but they were 5-9-3 to start the season last year. Actually, during the season last year. And now your Kenton Wildcats, coached by Wade Weatherall.
So, starting out in goal for the Wildcats is our very own Ruby Steyer. She's number 3. Then we have number 5, Abby Schmelzer. She's going to be on defense. Number 10, Lauren Bartlett, midfield. Number 11, Avery Smith, defense. Number 12, Gabby Weatherall, midfield. 13, Allie Harple. She's going to be a forward. 15, Addie Maud, forward. 19, Riley Hunt, defense. 22, Kinsey Sprang, defense. 23, Abby Temple, at forward, and 27, Emily Pease, also at forward.
All right, as we said, the Wildcats started the season last week in a game against Belle Fountain where they were down 2-0 and then stormed back, took a 5-2 lead, and ended up winning 6-3. So good offensive output for the girls there in the first game. We'll see what they can do here tonight. Wildcats definitely have a lot of firepower, as they've been able to see the girls a lot in season in the first game, so they're looking at throwing some goals up on the goal on the board pretty quickly. We're going to say Continental might be at a disadvantage because they only have 2 subs on a very hot night tonight, very muggy and hot, and I'm just complaining to stand up here in a 2-story building. Those girls are actually playing on the field, so we probably will have at least 20 minutes in, probably a water break. We'll get to going here in just a second. Okay, looks like they're going to walk on here. So I'll see if I can give you some more statistics. So the Wildcats last year were 8-7-2. They did lose some key players. They lost Jasmine Mendez. They lost Lexi Weatherall on defense. Keely Barrett on defense. Mackenzie Bayes on defense. And Caitlin Heberling on defense. So the Wildcats have a lot to rebuild there defensively. But so far they've done very well. And a lot of key players there, at least some upperclassmen. They got a big freshman class as well. It's about 9 different girls. Coming up off of the middle school team. So good numbers here for Wade Weatherall, sitting at about 18 players. Got one injured who's going to try and work her way back for the season. You will see or hear some freshmen getting in the lineups tonight. At least 2 are starting, Kinsey Sprang and Ruby Steyer. Abby Schmelzer starting back in the backfield as well. So we're going to introduce the teams here in just a little bit. Going to get the national anthem too. And while we're waiting, I'm going to give you the lineup here of what we're going to do for your next few WKTN games. Tomorrow night, join Chad and Jim for the football game at Elida at 7 p.m. Well, now they're going to do the national anthem, so we're going to send it back to the station, and we'll come back in just a few. You're listening to Regional Soccer Action on your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. We have a great checking account that offers additional benefits for our customers. We call it Extraordinary Checking. This account provides personal identity theft protection, cell phone protection, accidental death insurance, local shopping discounts, and much more. Find out more at one of our locations or online at myliberty.bank. I love my Liberty Bank. Expect the best. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, a Century 21 Sunway Realty agent is ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. Locally owned and operated, our agents have the knowledge and experience to guide you through your buying or selling process. With over 45 years of experience, no one knows your local market better than Century 21 Sunway Realty. Call today at 419-675-2333 and let them help you with your buying and selling experience.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
HSLC, Infinite Opportunity. your family.
Infinite opportunities, supporting the community. HSLC.
We're all about people dealing with people.
A community bank with every service you need. HSLC. Infinite opportunities.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We're all about the experience and helping you look good, even if that means assisting you with just the right gift for that special someone. Birthdays, holidays, or just because, allow us to help you find the perfect gift for any occasion. The Depot No. 9, Boutique, Gifts, Antiques, and Collectibles. Open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and every other Saturday from 10:30 to 3:30.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs. Insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. We have a great checking account that offers additional benefits for our customers. We call it Extraordinary Checking. This account provides personal identity theft protection, cell phone protection, accidental death insurance, local shopping discounts, and much more. Find out more at one of our locations or online at myliberty.bank. I love my Liberty Bank. Expect the best. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit midohioenergy.com.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 5 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, and Columbus. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see how many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Merrill Field here at Kenton High School for the matchup between the Wildcats and the Pirates tonight. It's going to be a girls' varsity soccer game, so we're getting ready to kick off here in just a few minutes.
All right. Girls are on the field right now. Kenton is trying to figure out what side they're going to be on. I think half are on one side, half are on the other. Kenton will be going in the red on your radio dial from right to left. Continental Pirates, they weren't sure either which side they were on. Everybody's just playing everywhere. They're going to be on the left-hand side, and they are wearing their away whites. Pirates come in. First ball game here, so we'll see right away what they're bringing into the field. Wildcats 1-0, looking to move to 2-0 on the season. And I'm going to tell you now, these girls are ready to go. Pretty good team out there. I'm looking for them to make some noise on the NWBL. So non-league game tonight. Putnam County League team is Continental. And I want to say this is one of the first times that I can recall Kenton playing Continental. I know a couple teams have been switched on the schedule. And maybe this is just an open one, but we'll see what Continental brings right here in just a second. And music comes down. Now I can hear you a little bit better. All right, Continental with the ball. Again, going from left to right. A nice little fake there by the Pirates, trying to work down that left-hand side of the field. Wildcats recover. Gabby Weatherall has it. She's looking up top for Abby Temple. Kenzie Sprang, one of the freshmen here, has it on the left side. She's driving it, looking for Allie Harple, but just a little bit too far out. Wildcats need to come in here, a little collective, and knock that ball down and just set themselves. Pirates have it here, right side, looking to go over the top. Ball is cleared forward, looking for Allie Harple. She lays it forward here on a run, is Temple. She's inside the box, getting closer. Shot fired and goal. 40 seconds into the ball game.
Wow. I'll tell you what. I think Kitten got away with one there because it looked like we saw a handball.
Shh. We don't say those things, Ryan. Yeah, actually, it did look like that. It was a handball. So, Abby Temple, I believe that's her fourth goal of the season already and scored at 39-20. So, that's exactly what you want to start off with. You are the Wildcats. Ball back in. Continental sends it back. Sends a drop ball to their midfield, trying to play it forward to the right-hand side. Kinsey Spring is there for the Wildcats. Plays it forward to Allie Harple. Harple tries to lay it into that middle there, looking for the midfielders. No going there. Continental sends it back to the right. They really like this right-hand side. They've got triangles going here. A little bit of an overpass. Ball goes out of bounds. Kinsey Spring will have the throw for the Wildcats.
Yeah, I think it's number one Jensen Army there for Continental that seems to be in control for them and trying to make a lot of the plays out of the middle there.
Ball here is now on the sideline. Allie Harple, big throw into the box. Eddie Maud's making a run for it. Cleared out, but that goes out the back end. For Continental, Wildcats will have another opportunity here. Gabby Weatherill will take the corner kick on the left-hand side.
Kenton doing a good job pushing everybody forward on defense up to that box except for one, so playing one back safe. But it looks like they're going aggressive early. I like it.
Yeah, everybody's going to the house, as I say. Riley Hunt back here defensively. Let's see what the Wildcats bring. Allie, big ball. Backside, a little bit too far. However, Temple's going to be able to track this ball down before it goes out of the backside. She swings it around, kicks it off of a Continental player. Ball goes out of bounds. Far touchline. Temple will take the throw. She eyes it. Ball in. Really nice throw by the girls here. We do have several girls who can really chuck that ball. Recover. Gabby Weatherill sends it across. Trying to find Allie Harple. Ball goes long. Ball gets knocked down. Kenton's defense sends it to the right-hand side, but nobody's out there right now, so Continental's going to work up this left-hand side. Carrying. Kenton comes back. Pease comes back to defend it. Ball plays forward. Schmelzer looking for Temple. I believe that was off of Temple's foot and out of bounds, right about midfield on the other side of the field. Continental will have a throw.
So Continental really looking to make some long passes here early, which I'm not the biggest fan of. I like the short touch game better than the long pass. I think it gets you in trouble. You lose a lot of balls that way.
Now, this was actually a free kick. I think there was a slight bump.
I
barely saw it, so Continental got the kick, but not too much going there. And Kenton will have, I don't know what's going on. Players don't know what's going on either. Referee signaling something. Maybe a jump in. It's a free kick for Kenton, so Avery Smith's going to take this in the back. Nice long ball driven forward. Falls to the feet of Addie Maud. Addie gets it again. Lots of Pirates there in that center spot, so Kenton's going to need to play that ball wide to spread things out a little bit, make some space. Continental brings it up over the half. Spring puts it out of bounds.
Yep, Maya Bishop fighting for it there, but it looks like it's going to be Caden Sinners taking the throw here.
Ball in. Short throw. Weatherill defends. Continental sends that ball into the middle. Going backwards with it. Still at half. Not making a lot of forward progression. They send it backwards, but now Kenton recovers it, and we're going to see a ball up over top, and Kenton's going to be on the run. Allie Harple knocks it down left side. She's at the side of the box. She plays the ball over. It's a nice cross there, but nobody's deep. Emily Pease tracks it down. And the referee's going to call that ball out of bounds. So it should be a throw-in for Continental on that far side. Continental's got to be careful. Kenton's got a lot of team speed.
Yep, that was a really nice cross by Harple there. It's just the midfielders didn't hang back enough. A little too much energy and excitement and crashing the goal.
Harple has a solid left foot, as you're going to see. And she will shoot that ball if she gets any kind of space whatsoever. Ball played around in the back end of Continental. Ball played into the box. Keeper's going to come out and scoop that ball up. She hasn't punted yet, so she has a short throw on the right-hand side. Players open. Now they're laying it forward. Avery Smith comes out of her center defensive spot. She's carrying. Finds the feet of Lauren Bartlett. Bartlett trying to do a give-and-go with Smith. Nothing there. Continental player. Bartlett is challenging. Continental challenging. She's looking for somebody to go to. Continental fighting hard there. Play the ball forward. Smeltzer knocks it down for the time being. Hunt comes over, and she clears that ball out of bounds.
Yeah, really nice effort by the number 9 Destiny Pier there for Continental. She fought the stick with it, lost it, got it back, fought again. Just didn't have anybody open.
Throwing for Continental. Ball comes back in. There's the wind we've been looking for up here. Ball thrown in. Continental's got it near the center of the field. Playing the ball across to the right. Kenton defending. Harple's there. Ball's going through. Continental making a couple of moves back and forth. Sprang is on it. Ball is still in bounds. Oh, she picked that up quickly. Now ball is thrown in. Sprang has it at her feet. She goes to clear the ball. Ball takes a turn. That one goes out of bounds.
So going to be Continental throw. Looks like number 2, Caitlin Bidlight.
Ball in. Ball to the midfield. Continental trying to make some turns here. Kenton's able to get it. Tries to knock that ball forward. They're looking for Temple on a run because she has what I call world-class speed, at least in girls' high school soccer. She'll beat about anybody to that ball if it's sent furthest enough. I can't speak well. However, there's a little bump there just on Continental's half. Wildcats give up a free kick. I hear the wind. It has picked up a little bit.
Yeah, a little dark to the south of us.
And that's good for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Press box people are all happy. Ball played in. Defensive miss there by the Wildcats. One again. Hunt has it. She turns it upfield. That one's off of a Pirate. That should be a Wildcat throw. 7 minutes in the ball game. The Wildcats are up 1-0 on a very quick score. 40 seconds in from Temple. Temple has the ball now. She's looking for Addie Mott on a run. Temple challenging again. Continental's on the back line. Temple has it. She's going to look to dump to Bartlett. Bartlett makes a turn with it. Quick step in there by Continental. Otherwise, she's looking for Gabby Weatherall on the run. Now Weatherall does have it. She spins that ball forward, trying to get it to Emily Pease. Avery Smith steps up to clear the ball off of a player, and it's played forward. Emily Pease on a run. Right-hand side, deep. Ball played across. Continental is able to knock that ball down, and that one squirts outside. It should be a corner kick for the Wildcats on the far end.
So midfield hung back that time. I was talking about wanting to see them have a little bit of patience before they crash, but I think midfield could have been coming in a little harder there. So already starting to see that the heat's playing a little factor, I think, on some of these girls.
I think it's going to hit Continental pretty hard. Kenton now does set up a little bit deeper on the end. Harple, kick. Good ball in the air. Here comes a couple players. Good leap by the keeper to snag that ball right out of bounds, but she's not kicking the ball, so she throws it short. Kenton challenges there, trying to keep it on their half. Plays the ball over. That one rolls a little bit far all the way to the Kenton bench.
So far, Becker for Continental, their striker, really hasn't been a factor in it. She hasn't had a whole lot of touches or any big runs.
Ball thrown in for Continental. Ball played across to the right side. Now at the center of the field. Everybody's shifting over. Ball played up over top for Continental, but nobody's there. Smith has it. She lays it off to Steyer. Steyer touches. Clears that ball up. A little bit short, but Kenton still has it again. Sprang. Nice ball over top. Knocked down by Continental. Now at their feet. Ball played through. Sprang stepping up here. She gets the ball up to Harple. Harple's got plenty of space to work with. She sends a long ball across. Now it's a foot race. Keeper had the advantage, though, because she was up. But she didn't send a very long ball.
Yeah, keeper takes one step back. She scoops that up and gives her defense time to reset. I think that making that quick transition wasn't the best.
Continental plays a nice ball through. They are on. Racing towards inside the box. Ball's played forward. Steyer is there to scoop it up. She comes out to the 18. This will be her first punt of the night. And ball's up. High ball. Bounces off of Kenton player. Yeah. Continental's not running to it, so Kenton knocks it down again. Continental does have it now. They played up that left-hand side. Riley Hunt comes up, slings it down the right side, but that ball is out of bounds.
Yep, Continental quick throw here.
Yeah, I didn't even try to track the ball down, and they threw it in already on me. Throwing for the Wildcats will be Bartlett on the far side. No subs so far for either team. 10 minutes in the first half. Knuckler there. played forward, and that's going to be off of a Continental player. Bartlett will grab, nope, Temple grabs this ball, throws it forward, looking for Adimod. Ball skips over, nice bounce there for Continental. Plays back to their defense. Temple saves it. She's carrying forward. She's going to look for, I thought Purcell on the far side, but here comes Bartlett. She's getting towards the 18. She drops it back to Gebby Wetherill. Wetherill takes a swing at it. Not a whole lot of power behind that one. Keeper is able to pick that ball up.
That's a good idea. I like that drop and that shot. It just would have needed to get a little bit more oomph behind it.
Yeah, that's not a bad kick by the keeper. She's been sandbagging on us. Ball plays up and forward. Oh, I thought that would have been a handball, but no. The refs say no worries on that one. Continental tries to clear, but not very well out of the box. Maude tracks it down. Harpel has it, lays it back to Maude. Maude's taking a left across there. Not a bad idea, but Kenton crashes a little bit too far. One of the half players needs to midfield. That's better. Needs to hang back a little bit. I think you said that earlier.
Yep. But overall, nice handling, good play, good idea to look at that cross on the backside of the box. So good idea.
It is tough for players to hang back because you all want that goal. But the problem is if it's an over kick or a long kick, you got to have somebody back there in support, which can then turn into a goal. Ball far side. Bartlett will take it. Throwing. Finds Temple. Temple knocks it down, but that one rolls off of her foot out of bounds. Continental throw. Couple Kenton subs coming in. It's like Kyla Bostadter, Emma Hogendobler, and Chloe Hattery. Nothing yet, though, because Continental has the throw. And not a great clear by Continental. Bounces off of a Kenton player. Continental still trying to get it out. Temple pokes at it. Maude has it. She lays it back to Bartlett. A little bit of a misplay there. Still tracking it down. Sprang steps up. She takes a swing at it that might have bounced off of a Continental player. Allie Harp was trying to track it down. She does. Left side. Kick coming across. Kenton's trying to crash. Nothing there. Gabby Wetherill. She's going to take a swing at it. She does. That's a knuckler. That does bounce towards the keeper. She's able to get that ball.
Much better attempt on that one than the last one she took. That was a nice ball. It's a dangerous ball for a keeper.
Keeper swings at it. Oh, boy. That was close. Kenton player swung at it with her foot. The Continental player went like knees or head down to her knees to try and head that ball, and that was close. Smith makes a nice save here on the sideline. Continental makes a touch. That ball is out of bounds. So the four Kenton subs that I mentioned earlier coming onto the field.
Yep, so far Continental not looking at their bench.
Well, they only have two, so it's like how to use them sparingly. Jocelyn Stomper checks in for the Wildcats as well. She's up top. Referee kind of missed an absolute push there from Continental. Ball's played around. Continental really only has two players up here in terms of scoring position. They got more players behind the ball, so they just don't have a lot of people to look for. Ball played up over top on an angle. Hattery is there. She's going to try to turn that ball outside. There's a Continental player, though. Kenton's got to mark up because they're leaving someone hanging in that middle spot. Hattery clears the ball, goes to the right-hand side. Kyla Bostadter tries to track it down. Temple's there. She gets it, and I'm not sure which way we're going to go. They give it to Continental, but I kind of thought that it rolled backwards off Continental player. Tough throw in there. Not a whole lot to do with it, but Continental does end up with it on the left-hand side. Hattery plays it forward. Temple's got it. Bartlett sends it up and over to Stauffer. Now Temple's going to try and get a run-up on it. Continental clears that ball right at half out of bounds. 25-43 left on the clock. Kenton leads Continental 1-0 here at Merrill Field in girls varsity soccer action. Ball thrown in. Temple on a run. She's got the right-hand side. She sends a ball across. That one should just be a touch in there if the Wildcats can get a foot on it. Nope. Nothing doing. However, Wetherill now has it inside the box. Wildcats have plenty of people here. They just need to stop the ball and take a shot. A little bit of too much passing.
Yeah. Unselfish play. That's what you want to see. But
yeah, but there are times when you're inside the 18 that I'm going to give you the green light to be as selfish as you want, right, especially if I know that you've got the leg. I appreciate a good assist, but I appreciate a better score more.
Right. Put that head down and just rip it.
Yeah, that's what we need. And we've got plenty of girls who can do that. Even if it's an odd angle, you need to test that goalkeeper. Kenton's got it right-hand side off of a Continental player. Kenton Thrawn coming. Bartlett with the throw. Good snap. Throw finds the feet of Temple. Temple's trying to track that ball down. She drops it to Wetherill. Wetherill knocks it down. She's looking around. Plays the ball forward. A little bit into traffic there, but Temple's got it. She takes a swing that's off of a Continental player. Looks like Bostetter's trying to track that down. And Bartlett puts it into the mix there inside the 18. It gets to Stauffer. Hogendahl tries to take a swing at it. Continental steps up. Wetherill again there. Continental clears that ball deep.
Yep, nice clear by Army there for Continental.
However, Continental is so packed in the back. Avery Smith's able to track that ball down. Continental blocks it. Smith comes down with it again. She's carrying on the left-hand side. Good stop. She looks. Sends that ball across the right-hand side. That's a very good ball. Temple knocks it down. She gives it to Bartlett, who takes a swing at it in the air. Good contact, but not a lot of power there. Ball right to the goalkeeper.
Yeah, she was sitting out about 30. I'd like to see him get it in that 18 and really put a power shot on this keeper and challenger.
Goalkeeper really was sandbagging on us because she just put a kick towards the half. Hattery's got it. She's trying to turn that corner. However, Continental comes away with it.
It's a nice move by Teagan.
Wildcats trying to step in there and defend. Hunt has it, plays it forward. Wetherill. Wetherill sends it long up the side. Nobody's there for the Wildcats. A lot of bodies pulled backwards. Still need to keep our form.
So Sooners has it for Continental. I'm looking up this right side.
Sprang takes it away, sends it up the line. Both teams kind of need to get their form back here. When you play too much on one side of the field, you end up all over the place.
A little bunched, and then honestly, their passes aren't as crisp, too, I think, when you have that many people around.
Continental throw in. They drop it. Kenton the challenge. Wetherill has it at half. She's looking for someone on a run, and there is Temple. Long ball to the outside, and that one rolls out of bounds. I'd like to see that one a little more direct on the goal.
Yeah, put it in front of her and let her chase it down instead of having to work outside to get it.
Right. Now, don't want to pull players away from the goal that you're trying to score on. Ball in. Bartlett's got it to Temple. Temple drops it back to Bostadter. Ball's lost. Continental gets it there. Continental turns it up the left-hand side. They've got a runner coming on there hard. Kenton just turns it and kicks it out of bounds. Not a bad play.
Nope, Teagenkamp really got on her horse there.
She did.
She was moving.
She was sniffing a goal. Throw in. Hunt has it. Nice ball. Bounced forward. There is Temple. Temple traps it. Ball gets sent back. Wetherill now sends it. Sends it up to Stauffer there on a run. Continental turns it around. Rolls all the way forward. Not a lot of possession by Continental. Kenton's trying to do it here. Bartlett's carrying. She's got all the time in the world. Now she takes a rip, and that one goes right to the goalkeeper. A little bit far. Goalkeeper has it. She rolls it out to her right-hand side. Sprang set to defend. Off of Sprang out of bounds. Continental throw.
Yep, but centers for Continental. She's done a really good job over here on this right side.
Ball in. Continental back to the line. Puts it in the mix there, but there's Riley Hunt. She sends it forward with a nice left foot. Continental saves it, playing it off of the line. They got a lot of bodies here, and they're trying to send it up the line. That ball does still stay in, but Continental's not making a run. No one's really close to it. Smith drops it back to Steyer at goal. Steyer sends it forward, but got to be careful with that because that was a short ball. Move by Continental. Continental takes a rip. That ball goes out of bounds. Got to be careful dropping back to that goal, the goalkeeper.
Yeah, and let's be honest, she crossed it across middle. I'd like to see
yeah.
it out to a side.
Well, but also you have time. If you have time, don't drop it back.
Right, I agree.
Turn it back around, come forward.
Nice leg there by Teagenkamp. She not only had some foot speed earlier, looks like she's got a boot on her as well.
All right, Smith sending that ball up on a goal kick, finds the feet of Bartlett. Bartlett swings it, finds Wetherill. Wetherill on a run, she keeps it. She's got the horses there. She sends it to left. Emma Hogendobler. Hogendobler has it. She's trying to race forward. She's getting into the box. She's going to try and make a turn here. Ball coming. She makes a touchback. She finds Sprang. Sprang with a nice ball up over top. Goalkeeper come off her line. She does a nice job of getting that.
Yeah, goalkeeper for Continental started out a little timid. She's really doing a good job.
Yeah, she is. And she's got some nice kicks here. Kick up over half or close to half. Hunt has it. Ball played backwards. Kenton turning the ball here. Here's Hunt. Just got to make that ball play wide. Kicks it off of a Continental player. That goes deep back into the Kenton side, and that'll go out of bounds. Goal kick for Kenton. And we're going to take a timeout here with the 20-minute mark already. So we're going to send it back to the station. We'll hear from a couple of sponsors, and we'll be back for more first-half action here at Merrill Field. You're listening to Regional Soccer Action on your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union, explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
HSLC, infinite opportunity. For you, your business, your family. Infinite opportunities. Supporting the community. HSLC. We're all about people, dealing with people. A community bank with every service you need.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
All right, after their water break, the girls are back in action right now. Kenton has the ball on their defensive half. Lauren Bartlett is coming up, sends the ball forward. She finds Addie Maude, and she's got on a run there. Oh, ball kicked out of bounds. Wildcats will have it. Trying looking for Emily Pease there on a run. Bartlett will have it again. Ball thrown in. Trying to get it to the box. Ball out of bounds. Bartlett will try it one more time. Wildcats are pushing up. They've got everybody on Continental's half. Ball thrown in. Trying to squeak it through into that box somewhere. Ball is trying to be dropped to Gabby Wetherill, but just not far enough. Continental running up that right-hand side. Making a move.
Yeah, nice ball by Army to lead out to Tegenkamp there. And now Tegenkamp looking across sides here.
Sends it out there to their right-hand side. Sprang will kick it out of bounds for the Wildcats. Continental not pushing a whole lot. No, they are now. They're moving some bodies up there. That's actually good for Kenton because then you can spread them out a little more. Ball thrown in. Nobody defending. Ball played forward. Mott has it. She's going to look for Pease on a run here, but she's got some space. That's almost a knock through and run by because she has some speed. She's on the left-hand side, getting towards the box. She plays a nice ball up and across. Nobody there, but also had a good little spin on it that could possibly have gone in the goal, but it rolls out the back end. Goal kick coming for Continental.
Yeah, really nice attack there. I like seeing that touch go and then make that cross/kick. I'm not sure what that was, if it was a shot on goal or really looking to cross is what I think it was.
18 minutes left here in the first half. Kenton leads Continental 1-0. Continental has it, swings it across the far side. Sprang will track it down. She plays the ball forward. That one goes out of bounds. Like to see the Wildcats on the outside try and turn that ball a little bit more and try and keep that ball in bounds. Smith steps through. She's carrying now. Run from the back. She lays it off, looks for Maude. Maude's looking. She plays it back to Smith, who stayed up there. Smith sends the ball across there. Wildcats are played forward, but that ball gets knocked back by Continental. Gabby Wetherill had it just a second there, lost in the midfield. Continental looking to send it up the line. Nobody's there. Lots of Wildcats behind the ball. They're just content to sending that ball long. which is tough for the Wildcats there because you've only got one back there now. Sprang able to track it down. She's trying to defend. And she does. She turns that ball up and kicks it down to the far left side. Mod's going to try to challenge. Continental ball out of bounds. Wildcat throw. Checking in is Abby Temple from the Wildcats, who scored that first goal 40 seconds into the ball game. Wildcats are looking to add to that tally. Temple will play that center mid spot for a while, give Lauren a break. Ball thrown over top. Mod with it on the left. Drops it to Allie Harple. Harple got a leg there. She kicks it in. Pease makes a run at it. Knocks it down just before the keeper gets it, but the keeper's able to come back and get that. Good run by Pease. She didn't hesitate on it. Keeper was waiting, didn't step forward. That's what it takes sometimes to get a goal like that.
Yeah, it was a good job by Scott there in goal to save that from going in.
Continental has it past the midfield, trying to challenge the Wildcats. Wetherill comes back. She's got it. Dumps it off to Temple. Temple gets a touch back to Wetherill. Wetherill swings it wide to Bostadter, who's there. Nobody's on her. Bostadter trying to track it down. She sends a nice rip across. That's a beautiful ball that she sends. Wildcats are there to crash but miss on it. And she sent it right down the line. All you'd have to do is just step to it and blow that ball in. So good send across there by Kyla Bostadter.
Should say Continental did sub at the break there. They took their striker Becker out.
Oh, Continental with a low kick. Didn't get very far. Mod's able to track it down on the goal kick. Harpel has it now for a second right near the 18. Continental has it again. They're looking to use the touchline, and they do. Nice little give and go back and forth. Low in numbers, but their touches are pretty good. I don't know why my voice went so high there. But their touches are pretty good. This is what two full days of teaching bell to bell does me here. Gets me back to my teenage years, I guess. Ball laid off. Harple has it. 18. She's got a shot. And keep her nice hands there. She's able to track it down.
Yeah, good heads-up play there by Scott. She's moving on that ball before Harple even takes the rip. She knew it was reading it well and knowing where it was going.
That ball's misplayed a little bit. Wildcats trying to track this one down. Sprang does. Sends it over to Harple. Harple's got it. She's looking to make a move. She lays it off to Maude. Maude coming on the left-hand side. She turns her hips, makes a move, and she hits that ball forward. Ball's loose. And what's he going to call it?
Is he going to call contact there with the keeper?
I don't know, but the keeper didn't have a touch on the ball, so it's a free play. I didn't think it was anything rough, but they're going to give Continental a free kick there. All right, at the 8. Wetherill has it. Drops to Sprang. Sprang sends a ball into the mix. Not a bad idea. Sprang comes up again, this time with the right foot. Plays it up high. Nobody really attacking that ball. There's a lot of white right at it. Harple steps up just beyond the 18, takes a swing. That one kind of shanks off.
Yeah, that was with her off foot. She took a right-footed shot there and didn't have near the contact on it that she was looking for.
Keeper with a kick. This one's a better ball. Temple. Ball off her. Smith. She steps forward. This one's going over top. This could be dangerous. Harple's in the box. She settles. She takes a rip. I'd like to see the Wildcats dribble more. We're too content with kicking that ball from a distance, and the keeper's not bobbling anything. So go at her. Ball on the right-hand side. Hunt trying to clear that ball off of Continental. Played back into the middle to Smith. Smith to Temple. Temple's looking. She makes a touch. She sends it long. That ball does go long. Pease is going to have a run on it. Nobody's coming. Pease sending a far cross. This one's just a little bit too narrow on the short side of things. 13 minutes left in the clock, first half. Kenton leads Continental 1-0 at Merrill Field. Goal kick coming for Continental. Last one barely cleared the box. Wildcats need to take advantage of some of these mistakes that Continental is making. There's a short ball. Harple steps to challenge. I don't know if Continental doesn't trust her legs or not, but she sends a ball short. Pease overruns a little bit. Here's Hogan Dobler. She sends a ball across. Kenton is there and punches in the back of the net. Hogan Dobler to Maude for the second goal. Now I'll write that down real quick. Maude from Hogan Dobler. So freshman sends that ball over. Nice job, Emma.
Talk about not playing selfishly. She had a shot there herself, and instead she made a a beautiful cross and a tap in for goal. So.
Well, I'm going to pat Em on the back more because she's a lefty and she loves her left foot, but she sent that over with the right foot. So good on her. Right choice, and she finishes it. It is finished by Maude. Nice job there. Wildcats up 2-0 on the Pirates. Looking at some more before it gets to half. Pirates just want to get a clean shot on goal. Wildcats are defending. Pirates are offside. They did push some numbers up here.
Yeah, they're going to have to get a lot more aggressive on offense if they're going to have any kind of shot at being in this game going into the second half.
Which that plays in the favor of the Wildcats. They would like to see more space there, use that speed of theirs. Maude has it, midfield. Continental knocks it down, carrying. Lays it off to the left, Hogan Dobler. She plays it forward. Maude is there, Temple fighting for it. Here's where they need to double team her. She was able to just squeak through there, if I can say that word. Off of Maude's head. Ball misplayed. Here comes Harple. Here comes Emily Pease. Oh, and she puts it in the back of the net. That was a misplay by Continental that was really just off of their head. So really not much of an assist there, but Pease is able to get into that box and put that in the back of the net. That was a tight corner there, too. She used, I think, the outside of that right foot, but she's able to squeeze on that left-hand side of that post. So Pease gets the third goal, 11:35 left in the first half. Kenton starting to roll.
You know, I think Pease just wanted it more. It came down to she put the pedal to the metal and just charged that ball where the Continental defense kind of lollygag getting back to it. So good on her and way to go get it.
All right. Cats up 3-0. Ball played back. Continental's defense. Defensive side. Ball played forward. There's Sprang. She does a nice job of sending balls right back up. This ball is another misplay. Rolls backwards off Continental player's head. No Wildcats to challenge. Keeper comes up, sends it out. Bartlett knocks it down. Ball played back. There's Temple. She's more of the defensive mid right now. She lays it forward, looking for Hogan Dobler on the run. See if Continental, good choice by Continental. Let that ball roll out of bounds.
Yep, Becker back in for Continental, by the way, at striker. She's kind of their bruiser. Like, she likes to get in there and get physical and mix it up. So it'll be interesting to see if she actually gets a chance to do something with the ball here.
Goal kick coming. A bit of an odd setup there. Like, Continental's got players deep. They've got players short. And there's just a big gap in that middle there. But that ball does squeak through. Kenton trying to track it down. Avery Smith does. And here's where the midfielders need to come back and defend that. Because Smith had been on it for about 5 seconds, and just you can't watch him play one-on-one defensively. You got to sneak in there and steal that ball. Hunt turns it right side. Continental with it, right at the half line, looking, making a move. Coming into that left-hand side of the box. Hunt tracks it down. She sends that ball wisely out of bounds. She didn't really have anywhere to go with it.
Yeah, that was Army over to Tegenkamp, and that's been a good combination for them. It hasn't paid dividends yet, but I think it could.
Ball thrown in. Continental has it. Lay the ball off, but really nobody to get to it there. Now Kenton's going to have some numbers here. Temple's got it. She tries to play it up over the defense of Continental. Nothing going. Pease has it. She's looking for Maude in that middle. If they can just do a little chip through. Oh, there's right there now. Temple didn't look. Maude was wide open. She was ready for that ball, and then she was straight on to goal. We just kind of stared down that right-hand side and just left it there. Pease has it. She centers it up, looks for Temple in the middle. Temple lays it forward to Bartlett right at the 18. Bartlett makes a move. She's in the box. She sends a big ball up over top. Need to take a little bit off of that one. Kenton having the numbers here, and they're going to wear down Continental pretty quickly.
Yeah, this second half's going to be rough on Continental.
Keeper, super active here. Ball forward. Continental does a nice job of trapping that, knocks it down. Making a couple moves. Temple's right there, and you can see Continental's just getting tired right now. Temple getting towards the 18. Big swing off of a Continental player. Nice job deflecting that, and that was number 14.
Yep, that's Mackenzie Mays there. For
okay, yep, she's captain for good reason. She got in front of the Temple shot, knocked it down, deflects out of bounds, so that's going to be a corner kick, 8:35 left on the clock. Wildcats lead 3-0 in the first half against the Continental Pirates.
I got some dark clouds moving, and we might actually get a little bit of weather.
I hope they skip over top. The rain can come at about 8 o'clock. Harple sends it forward. Off of Hogan Dobler, that ball's floating. It comes down inside the box. Still challenged. Oh, Kenton players are just kind of letting it go and letting Emma Hogan-Dobler defend that there. But that's inside the box. You need to make a run at that ball. Challenge that thing. Harpel's got it. She's in the corner. And they're going to call it out of bounds off of her and in the box. Wildcats are up 3-0, but you know, get hungry for that goal. Get that fourth one.
Yeah, shut it down early. That looks like they have a substitution coming in for Continental. You've got number 2, Caitlin Bidlock, heading out. Number 22, Madison Burkhart, coming in.
Keeper kick. Temple Skies sends that ball over, trying to find Harple. Continental kicks that ball to the right-hand side, out of bounds. Wildcat throw is coming. Sprang, I believe, will come up and take that throw. Left-hand side. She's got Harple. Harple turns. She makes a left-footed kick into the box, finds the feet of Maude. Maude's always got a body on her. Temple, or sent across by Harple, looking for Temple. Hogan-Dobler bounced off of her, and can Kenton stop it? Nope. Going to be a throw-in for Continental. 7 minutes left in the first half. Wildcats lead 3-0. Continental throw-in. Ball kind of blindly kicked into that midfield by Continental. Kenton's trying to track this down. Lots of players in this given area. Abby Schmelzer sends it forward defensively. Finds the feet of Emily Pease. Lost it. Continental plays it forward. Continental looking to run here. Sends a nice ball down that left-hand side. Hunt tracking. It looked like she was going to try and kick it off the Continental player, but ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Continental player had a good 6 inches on her there, but she was able to pull it out of the air and get it. So nice work.
And here comes the hurricane. That's not a fan. That's the wind blowing on us right now. Halftime, we'll put that window back in, see if that cuts that a little bit. All right, Wildcats have the ball. Right-hand side. Ball played back to Continental's keeper. Keeper sends it forward. Hogan-Dobler has it. She takes a swing. She finds Maude. Ow, that was close. They got Maude offside.
Yep.
But she was close right there.
Hogan-Dobler should have ripped that one. She had goalie out of the box and out of position.
All right. Referee is signaling for the keeper to move a little more forward. 5:30 left on the clock. So free kick right in that box. Kenton should play this tied up because Continental has not been kicking very long balls here. Same thing here. Continental steps to first. Temple challenging. She wins. She plays it forward. There's Maude. Maude tries to flick over to Harple. Harple making a move. She's got space. She sends it far back in, and it just misses over top.
Nice touch there. Looks like we have sub coming in for Continental and Kenton.
Jocelyn Stoffer checking in. Addie Maude coming out.
It's Bidlack coming back in for Continental, and it looks like, who's heading out? I didn't get a number. That's number 13, Tori Searfoss. So at least their coach is doing a good job rotating girls in and out and trying to get them a little bit of a breather here.
Continental kicks it short. Sprang steps up from defense. Continental eyes it. Looks to see what they can get. Kenton's kind of all over the place here. They've been played forward, but they're heavy on the left-hand side. Got to get their form back. Continental has it, lays it off to the right-hand side. They're going to look to go sideline here. That one's a little bit telegraphed. Smith steps in. She's got room to work. She's still got it there. Who are they going to give that to? They're going to give that to Continental. Ball out of bounds. Ball thrown in. Ball sent across there, right-hand side. Canton's going to try and get to it here. Sends it out of bounds. Time to get the defense back together.
Good chance for him to reset. Smart play there.
Continental ball being thrown in. 4 minutes left on the clock, first half. Wildcats lead. Continental Pirates 3-0. Pirates throw the ball in. Lots of bodies together, red and white. Spring comes into the defend. Harple kicks it off. Continental ball. Player, that one ball bounces around. That one should be a Wildcat throw. And looks like subs are coming in. Hogan-Dobler out. Looks like Kyla Bostadter in. Abby Schmelzer out. Chloe Hatter in. Throw in. Harple, long ball. Bartlett on a run. Continental does not defend. Bartlett still on a further run. She's going left-hand side. Ball out of bounds by Continental. 3 minutes left on the clock. Bartlett will take it. Got to lean out the window. See this? Bartlett thrown into the box. Continental looks to clear. Not a great one. Kenton still challenging inside the box. Continental does shake free. Plays the ball forward. Hunt steps up to defend. Continental swinging it left side. Playing it forward. Hattery steps up for the Wildcats. Temple has it at midfield. She's looking. She drops to Hattery. Hattery plays that forward. Or trying to. Now she does. Back to Temple. Wildcats just need to get a big leg on it and send it back up and over. Sprang comes to defend. Continental right side. Nice little ball move on that. Sprain recovers. Smith has it. Carrying for the Wildcats. Past half. She's looking for Harple on the left-hand side. Lays that ball off. Harple got two players on her. She decides to just keep running there. She takes that far touch line. She's in the box now. She shook free from those players. And ball played across. Bouncing off of Bartlett. Ball at the 18. Played back again. Sprain knocked it down. I really think the wind's playing a factor now. It has picked up tremendously since the beginning of the ball game. Ball knocked down. Temple has it. She plays it back for Hunt. Hunt pops it up and over. Let's see some Kenton players get on a run on this. That takes a bounce, and that goes out the back end. 1:45 left on the clock. First half. Wildcats up 3-0.
Yeah, I think I saw a dove fly sideways by.
Yeah, I was hoping that thing wasn't coming in here. I was like, is it going to veer off? And it did. Oh, low kick here by the keeper. Pease takes it and makes her pay. Fourth Wildcat goal. 1:27 left on the clock. Pease gets her second goal. And that's what the Wildcats have been waiting for. Those goal kicks have not been very far. And Pease took that one, took a step, slung it back in the left-hand side right into the net. No assist on that. Good job by Pease from being right there. Good trap, good finish.
You know, that's awful deflating for a team to take a goal like that right before you go into halftime.
Yeah, and that's tough for a goalkeeper because you're just trying to do the best you can there. And any misplay, that's right at the Wildcats. 1:22 left. We still have some time. There's a run over on the field.
Are we going to get a warning or a card?
He'll give a warning. He always does.
That was mildly intentional.
That's for anybody who knows soccer. It's Tim Schaffstall over there. I've got enough talking to's from him during one of my coaching years. He'll be nice. He'll give you that warning. He's like, all right, next one's going to be a card, so just knock it off. Continental will have a free kick here. Crosses half. Ball bouncing around. Smith trying to get to it. Continental getting free here. Hunt, nice step through there. Good no call by the referees. This ball is played forward by Harple. 30 seconds left on the clock. She's got to run inside the box. She beats the first defender. She's looking to lay that ball up and over off of the post, off of that center bar. That one had a chance. Pease right there again. She sends a nice ball to that middle. Nobody's there. Harple knocks it down. She's trying to squeak it through. 19 seconds left on the clock. Wildcats looking for that fifth goal of the half. Sprang picks it up, throwing. 10 seconds on the clock. See if they can make anything else happen here. Ball played forward up in the air. That one's going to lay off at Continental Pirate. And that's going to get us to half. Here at Merrill Field, the Kent Lady Wildcats have 4. Continental Pirates, 0. We're going to send it back to the station. We'll take a little break here, and then we'll come back and talk about what we saw in the first half and what to expect in the second half. You've been listening to Regional Soccer Action on Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs. Insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event. Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that even in the face of a pandemic, other health issues don't just go away. Every 40 seconds, someone still has a heart attack. A stroke won't just hold off until all this is over. And knowing the signs and risk factors for both is as important as ever. It's time to take back your health safely. And like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Socially awkward? Social distance. Social status. Social skills. Social network. This is Brenda with the Depot Number 9, and we want to connect with you on social media. Follow our new Facebook page for a chance to win weekly prizes and giveaways by simply liking and sharing our post. Make it a social event by engaging in conversation. We want to hear from you. The Depot Number 9 in downtown Kenton on the Square.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. We have a great checking account that offers additional benefits for our customers. We call it Extraordinary Checking. This account provides personal identity theft protection, cell phone protection, accidental death insurance, local shopping discounts, and much more. Find out more at one of our locations or online at myliberty.bank. I love my Liberty Bank. Expect the best. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Cessna Transport, a supporter of local area businesses and a proud supporter of safety on the roadway. We understand that trucks are large and sometimes transport dangerous cargo. This is why we ask you to be patient with semis on the roadways. These powerful machines keep the world moving, delivering everything we need in our daily lives. We hope that when you're near one of these rigs on the road, that you'll give them the respect and space they need so that we can all reach our destination safely. With your help and understanding, we can make our day-to-day travels much safer.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Back at Merrill Field, got about 5 minutes left in the half here. Kenton girls Wildcats soccer team are up 4-0 on the Continental Pirates. Go through the scoring here in the first half. 40 seconds in the ball game, Abby Temple had the first goal, nice and quick. That was unassisted. Second goal came from Addie Maud, assisted by Emma Hogendahler with 12:39 left on the clock. Third goal, unassisted by Emily Pease, 11:30, and Emily Pease again with 1:27 left on the clock. So good start, Ryan, for the Wildcats here. What do you think we can expect in the second half?
Well, I'm hoping to see more of the same. Just good, aggressive play on offense, stable defense. To be honest, the defense hasn't been challenged too terribly much here by the Continental Pirates, but in the few runs that they have had, defense has done a great job shutting them down. I like the aggression. I like going after it. And even though you've got a 4-0 lead, I don't think you ease off the gas yet.
No, not quite yet. I would say when you get to about 6 or 7, just so you can keep the starters getting more experience, because it's still early in the season, so you want to get as many bodies out there with as much experience as you can. I would expect the entire Kenton bench will get to play here in the second half, probably quite a bit, but you still want to start strong and get your starters there and get some more in. Defensively, we know the Wildcats would like to get that shutout. That'd be a good one to get here against Continental. So we've got about 3.5 left on the clock. We're going to send it back to station. We'll have some second half action here. You're listening to Varsity Soccer. I got lost there for a second. You're listening to Varsity Soccer here for Kenton Wildcats on your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs. Insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. We have a great checking account that offers additional benefits for our customers. We call it Extraordinary Checking. This account provides personal identity theft protection, cell phone protection, accidental death insurance, local shopping discounts, and much more. Find out more at one of our locations or online at myliberty.bank. I love my Liberty Bank. Expect the best. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
These days, we're all doing a lot more virtually, which is why at Ohio Health, we've expanded our virtual care options and availability to make it even easier to get safe, expert care at home. That includes virtual visits with over 1,000 trusted providers in every medical specialty. Learn more about our virtual health options at ohiohealth.com/virtualhealth.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 5 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, and Columbus. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see how many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
All right, so the weather has definitely changed up since it started blazing hot in the first half. Now the clouds have come over top and getting clearly a little more windy. So if you pick up some wind on our microphone, that's, well, that's the wind. That's not Ryan breathing heavy.
Little do you know.
Now, we will tell you that the Kenton Wildcat boys are down at Ben Logan. They are currently in a JV lightning delay, and I think some of that weather's making its way over here, so just a heads up just in case. But we do start the second half, get it underway. Continental has the ball, played four into the Wildcats defense. Bartlett lays off to Weatherill. Weatherill carries, she eyes, tries to send that ball forward. Continental tracks it down, carrying on the right-hand side.
Yep, Army puts the ball over to center there on the right side. They've played well together this half, or first half, so we'll see what they do here in the second half.
Ball shakes free. Continental still has it. Looking to use that sideline. Hunt is there to defend. Again, Kent kind of leaves him hanging and plays one-on-one defense. He got a lot of red there. Just need to step in from the back and take that ball. Continental taking their time. They're looking to see if they can punt something in there. Ball deflected off Abby Schmelzer. Ball played forward by Wetherill. I think she's trying to get a little more on that ball. Ball played forward by Bartlett. Now Temple's going to... she was trying to shake free, and Maud was looking to send her ball in the line there, but she got tangled up with a Continental player. Schmelzer sends it forward. Harple has it. Harple to Maud. Maud gets run over, but Kenton still keeps the ball. Bartlett has it. She's looking. Sends it over on a run. Finds Pease. They're going to let that ball play on because the ref wasn't near the sideline. Temple lays that ball across. Oh, goalkeeper bobbles that ball, but luckily no Kenton player was there. This is a new goalkeeper.
Yep, that's Becker that came in. They actually swapped Scott out, and she's at striker, and that's where Becker was. So it was a position-to-position switch, going from striker to keeper and keeper to striker.
All right, and that ball kind of went up in the air, caught some air, and then flipped almost backwards. Did not go very far. Feel like the wind, at least Ryan, the weather forecaster here, says that it's blowing in across the field. So neither team really should have much of an advantage. Just got to watch how high you're kicking that ball in. Wetherill has it. Trying to get free. Get near the 18. She lays it off to Bartlett. Continental comes back quickly to defend. They send a ball up through off of a head. Smith tracks it down. She looks to drop that ball deep to Steyer. Steyer takes a hit on it. Plays it to Hunt. Hunt back to Smith. And ball played out wide.
Not my favorite to drop it back when you have time to turn the ball and take it outside.
I think Coach Dad is going to talk to the goalkeeper and tell her not to call off those long drop backs because Dad doesn't like them very much. Ball on the right, left-hand side. Good ball by Harple. She lays it up to Maud. Maud on a run. She takes a swing on it, and this one goes shallow on the near side.
Good idea there. Take that rip. You had somebody crashing for the deflection.
I think she was trying there, but it was the left foot and just didn't get enough of a piece on it. Continental. Cool kick left side. Ball in. Good kick.
Yeah, nice ball there.
Ball skips free. Got to work to get to that ball. Lays it off. Pease. Hard ball back. With Kenton, I'd like to see them just trap the ball, turn, and carry. Oftentimes they send it right back to where it came from. There's no need to do that. You just got to look and see if you've got some space. Bartlett's got it. Harple, good move to go back and get that ball, but the referee's going to call offside on that. If that was the case, the entire front line on Kenton was offside.
Right.
I didn't see it either. Yeah, the three Continental players were back beyond there. And Harple didn't really go too much far beyond to go and get that ball. In fact, she let her lay off. She didn't even play onto it. Ball out of bounds. Kenton will take it. Nope. Continental will take it. Ball in. Ball played forward. Continental looking for a big kick here. We'll see where this gets to. Steyer's going to have to come out of the box. And Wisely just kicks that ball forward. It takes one big bounce. Temple now playing it through. She's going to try and get a run there.
Oh.
And that was a big pullback, I thought, from Continental, but no call. Pease knocks it down, plays to Bartlett. Bartlett's still fighting for it. Continental sent it up the other side. Schmelzer knocks it down. She sends it up, and that ball's out of bounds. She's looking for Harple on the run, but it skirts out of bounds.
Yep, Bidlack going to take the throw here for Continental. Put it over to center.
Ball in. Wildcats lay it forward. Continental bails and kicks it out. Again, I always say bail, but that's not a bad move defensively. Ball played forward. Maud, nice turn on that inside the box. She's going to lay it off. A little bit too hard to Bartlett. Now Pease has it. Far corner. She's going to swing her hips, see what she can do. Ball bounces right to the goalkeeper.
Yeah, Becker looking very composed in there for coming in to start the second half at goal.
Nice kick. This one's going to go over everybody. Kent needs to do a better job of judging that. Ball down. Sprang has it. She sends a nice ball through. Let's see if it can squeak through, get to Temple. Doesn't. Bartlett tracks it. She's coming up the right-hand side. That ball should be off a Continental out of bounds for the Wildcats. Bartlett takes a throw. Ball in. Gets inside the 18. Temple challenges. Goes off of Temple. Ball still rolling back. Cottonelle's going to try and shield that ball. Let's see. Wildcats take up. Pease takes a beautiful rip at it. There is played back. Harple and off Temple out of bounds. That's a nice job by Pease to get to that ball and actually make a good shot on or close to the frame on goal for that.
Sure, she's itching for that hat trick.
Yeah, she wants to get that hat trick. You're right. Well, we have had one already. Temple had a hat trick in the first game. For those not in the know, that's three goals. What's four goals called, Ryan?
Four goals.
That's exactly right. Man, I was trying to fool you. Anyways, ball in play right there in the midfield. Cottonelle has it. Nowhere really to go with it. And nice ball there. She turns that ball around and sends it over across to the left. Smeltzer has it, swings it, left-hand side. Harple comes back to try and defend on it and get it. Cottonelle still has it. Hunt swings the ball forward. There is Maude on a run, left-hand side. She knocks it down. She sees Temple there. She's going to make a couple moves. She makes pulls the ball back. She pulls the ball back again. Now she sends the ball across the middle. There is Temple, but ball deflects, and that goes back to the goalkeeper for Cottonelle.
Nice patience there by the offense. A lot of times you always think of the offense as hyper-aggressive and not taking their time to set up, and they did a good job there.
Roll out there for Cottonelle. Kenton tracks it down, but again, I'm going to say Kenton needs to be a little more selfish and just look up as they're dribbling because they just dump the ball at times and nobody's there. You got to see your field. You got to see your players. You don't see anybody, keep carrying that ball. You may expect somebody to be there, but yeah, unless you see them, don't pass that ball. Ball left-hand side. Harple plays the ball inside. Miss by the defense. Kenton runs through that ball. There is P. She's got a touch over to Temple. Temple has a couple players there. She feeds back to Bartlett. Bartlett takes a nice left foot. That one goes up over goal. Good idea. Good left foot.
Yeah, really nice play there by the Kenton Wildcats.
Continental subbing player in.
It looks like number two, Caitlin Bidlack, heading out. And number six, Britton Smith coming in.
Continental only with two subs today, so got to give them credit for, you know, having the spirit to come and play. They've done a nice job. They're making Kenton work. Kenton ball rolls all the way to the back to Smith. Smith drops it to Steyer. Steyer plays that ball up towards the half. It skips over. Continental header there. And nobody defending there for the Wildcats. They lay it off on it. Continental makes the kick. That deflects off. Ball play to Bartlett. Bartlett trying to get over there back to Wetherill. Hunt steps up, threads the ball through. She finds Maude. Maude lays it off to the left to Harple. Harple, she's got a chance. She lays the ball deep. There is Temple and puts it in the back of the net. Goal number two for Temple off of the assist by Allie Harple.
Has a really pretty cross by Harple. And way to stick with it on Temple's half.
Yeah, Harple was patient on that. She had that left side, and she didn't have to put a lot of power on it. She just sent it up and across. Temple knocks that ball in. That was pretty much with ease. So 31-33 left in the second half. Kenton now with the commanding 5-0 lead. Temple with two goals. Pease with two goals. Maude with one. Wildcats playing here. Ball in.
Nice work there by Scott to get that ball up. Now Tegan Camp has it, and she's got some foot speed.
Yeah, she's making spraying work. She's going back and forth, covering about 15 yards. Back one way, back another. She plays ball four, but it squeaks through. Bartlett has it. Wildcats are looking to run here. Ball comes through that middle. Harple lays the ball there. Temple going to come up to challenge. Ball played back to the keeper. Here's where you want to challenge because you don't know how she's going to play that ball. She does get it through. She gets it to the first half keeper. Kenton has it again. Temple's got it. She swings to Maude. Maude looking to get inside that box. She drops it far end. There is Harple. Harple takes a step. She takes another step. She fires that ball. That one sails up over top. Far end. She's got to take a little bit off that ball.
It's all right. She's going to get one. She's playing the numbers. She keeps ripping them like that, and one of these is going to burn in the back of the net.
I would not be surprised to see six Kenton players near 10 goals this season, each one.
That's phenomenal.
You've got a lot of legs. You've got a lot of speed.
Could you say had the hat trick in the
Abby game? Temple did. So yes. She's got five goals already on the season.
Wow. That's amazing.
Ball played back. Goes to half. Hunt picks it up. She turns it around. Back to Smeltzer. Hunt plays it in that midfield.
Nice passing there by the defense. They really have good composure back there. That's good coaching.
Ball in. Smith. Throw. Great throw. Down the sideline. There is Maud. Maud takes a step. She's got it. She plays it across, and that one gets the goalkeeper before it goes out of bounds. I thought she let it out of bounds. It was going to be a kick for Kenton. Keeper just throws it. I don't think she's almost afraid to kick in this wind. I might be too. But Kenton's got it. Helen Huang is in the game for the Wildcats. Continental on a run up the left-hand side. Sprang defends. That one should be a Continental throw, and it is.
Ooh, nice back foot touch by Tegenkamp. I'll tell you what, Scott was in goal that first half, but she's got some really nice foot skills. She made a really nice run up this left side here.
Continental will throw the ball in. Ball in again. Ball played across. Weatherill smacking it forward. Ball out of bounds. Bartlett, quick throw. Big throw. Finds Temple. Temple's really got one to beat, and she's there. Yep, that's correct. Continental player impeded, we'll say. Temple ran right through her, but problem is it knocked Temple down. Otherwise, she probably would have had a gone right on to goal. But
I think it's like when you see the speed bump in the road, and you think, I'm not slowing down.
Yeah, it's the old ball body, but not both. And Continental said neither. Weatherill, kick. Good ball up in the air. Kent needs to attack this. Keeper.
Ooh.
Boy, did she get lucky. Continental keeper came out with arms extended, and she kind of let that ball fall. And referee's going to say something here. I'm not sure. What is he doing?
I'm not sure what the call is here either.
I don't know.
Is he giving...
So what happened is this ball kind of skied up in the air, and the keeper kind of misplayed it weirdly, but she did still end up with the ball in her hands.
Well, but it went through her hands, hit the ground, and the Kenton player went after it, but then he's calling a whistle. Is he calling impeding there?
No, I don't think so, and because she didn't clearly field that ball, she still had the right to go get it again, so I'm not really sure. She just misplayed it. No harm there on her. Anyways, ball's played forward for Continental.
Ooh.
You. That was a big hit. Continental has it, working up the left-hand side. Hunt comes over. She tries to kick it off Continental player. That ball goes out of bounds.
I tell you, Scott playing with some aggression here for Continental. She's not ready to give up yet. Nice throw.
Ball played in for Continental. Riley Hunt's was going to let it sit back, but it wasn't going to roll out the back end. So she does what she can and kicks that ball out of bounds. Wildcat subs coming in. Chloe Hattery, Jocelyn Stopper, Emma Hogan-Domler. And Kyla Bostadter. So, Wildcats, everybody's been able to play today. You like that kind of game?
Pierre making a short run, but good throw into the box.
And ball there. Steyer's going to try to get to it before it goes out of bounds. It's going to be a corner kick. 26 and a half minutes left on the clock. Wildcats.
Interesting. They have Tegenkamp taking the kick. She's by far the tallest player here for Continental and been really aggressive at the ball. Yeah, I'm surprised she's not in the box.
She might have the best leg.
Right.
We'll see here in just a second. I think it's Continental's first corner kick, if I'm correct.
Yeah, this is their first real opportunity of the match.
Kenton's only had a couple themselves. Ball in. Wildcats marking. Ball played short. Steyer comes up on it. She just scoops that ball up. She eyes it. She looks at the field. She's waiting.
It's all right. Let him get set.
And nice kick by Steyer. That one goes right to half.
Yep, we'll take it.
And Bartlett's running. She tracks that ball down. That's a nice ball that she sends forward. Bostadter challenges. Continental gets to it first. A little bit of a misplay. Kenton coming at it. Weatherill's going to step through. She's knocked off that ball. Still fighting. Yep, a little bit hands there by Weatherill.
Yeah, anytime you're getting your hand on that hip, they're going to call it.
Continental will get the kick.
I think that's number 8, Maya Bishop, getting ready to kick here for Continental.
Kenton playing it short. Continental, short kick. Good, clear left foot by Sprang. Plays the ball forward, looking for Bostadter. Stoffer's there as well. Bartlett challenges. A lot of bodies here within about a 20-yard area. Continental making a couple of moves there. Right-hand side, Smith comes over to clean up. She's going to make a run on the left-hand side. She sends that ball. Oh, she's going to try and send it past and run on. The ball does go out of bounds.
I tell you, seeing a lot of really good foot skills and control from the Continental players, just not a lot of flaring on the sides to give them an open look to make that pass.
Throw in. Continental. Toe ball forward. Now they're hustling to it. Hunt drops that ball back. That's a tough ball. That's a very, very hard bouncy ball. Steyer sends it forward. Continental sends that ball out of bounds.
Just glad she made solid contact with that one. That's an ugly bouncy ball.
That is a tough one.
Yeah.
I'd almost rather you send that ball out because that ball, I've seen that where it skipped back on a keeper and then rolled up their leg and out of bounds. I've seen that one as a head coach. Not a big fan of it. Ball on the right-hand side. Here comes Continental. Far end line. They take the angle. Hattery gets it. Oh, centers it up. That was a bad ball there. Don't ever put it there so that way your other team doesn't center it. And taking a kick. Continental knocked down. There's Hattery. She's knocking it forward. Weatherall on a run. She makes a run. Makes a move. Oh, nice stick there by Continental. There's that keeper. She's going to take a big leg at it. Steyer's right there. Grabs it out of the air.
Yeah, nice ball, though. You got to test her once in a while, right? So Ruby hasn't had a whole lot of shots on goal to really see what she's got tonight.
That one's a little bit off of the angle. You can tell by the roll. Huang comes forward to head it. It comes to the feet of Bostadter. She's got a little bit of space to work. Continental is closing. Plays that ball forward into the box. No one's really there for Continental, for Kenton.
Yeah, I feel bad for Wong. She's come in and kind of gotten bruised up. She's got a couple of the Continental players, I think, taking some of the frustration out on it.
Good kick by the keeper. Plays forward to Hunt. Hunt lays it forward. Continental, I tell you, 15, the keeper, she's doing a nice job in the midfield, like you said. She definitely has the foot to place some of these balls.
Yeah, she's doing a really good job controlling over here.
Ball played across. Right now, Continental's got the momentum. Kenton has some younger players in, though. Bartlett lays it off. Good play to the left-hand side. There's Hogendobler. Takes a touch. She takes a shot. Rolls right to the keeper.
Yep, sitting at 22-24 here left in the second half. Score 5-0.
Roll out by Continental. Hogendobler finds it. Gets it to Weatherall. Weatherall's making a move. She's got some space. She's carrying. She makes a cutback. Looking for Stauffer. Stauffer flicks it forward into the box, right to the keeper. Keeper grabs it, takes a swing at it. That was a short ball. Skips through there, all the way back to Hunt. Hunt trying to make a play. Still trying at it. Bartlett comes in. Continental has not backed down. They're down 5-0, but they're still fighting as if this thing were closer. Continental run on the left-hand side. Sprang challenging. Outside the box, Sprang does get it. Good fight by Sprang. Plays it forward. Continental has it now. Ball back into the mix, into the 18. Gets Steyer off of that line. She picks it up.
Yeah, Tegenkamp definitely their target on the front end. She just really hasn't had a whole lot open.
Kick. That one kind of dies pretty quickly, but it takes a bounce. Goes to half. Continental has it again. They've got the momentum here. Kenton has backed off on the offense. Hogendobler making a run, though, left-hand side. She's got several Continental players in pursuit. She knocks it forward. Oh, boy, people quit on that ball.
Everybody did.
Yeah, everybody. And the referee is going to say, we're going to take a timeout here. 20:50 left in the clock here in the second half. Wildcats up 5-0. So we're going to take a quick break, head back to the station, and we'll come back for second half action on 95.3 WKTN, your region, your radio.
HSLC, infinite opportunity for you, your business, your family.
The
Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're all about the experience and helping you look good, even if that means assisting you with just the right gift for that special someone. Birthdays, holidays, or just because, allow us to help you find the perfect gift for any occasion. The Depot No. 9, Boutique, Gifts, Antiques, and Collectibles. Open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and every other Saturday from 10:30 to 3:30.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Are you struggling to keep up? Like many, you may feel your budget has been stretched to its limit. Are you having difficulties due to poor credit? Let Quest Federal Credit Union help you find your financial fitness. Schedule an appointment today to go over budgeting, credit score restoration, and personal finance. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
After that commercial break, the game was delayed and then eventually called. The final score in the game was Kenton 5, Continental 0.